God is good. Can I get an amen?
All the time.
Hallelujah. God is good in your life. Choose to let him in. Say that with me, church. Choose to let him in. Because as much as you let him in, he will fill you with good things. Amen. He will fill you with blessings. I heard something from somebody this morning that just makes my heart overjoy to say they can't contain the blessings. How many know? Have you ever been to where you can't contain the blessings? Let me tell you something. Let me tell you where you're standing when you feel that way. When the Bible says, you give and it should be given back to you. And how is it given back to you? Pressed down, shaken together, and running over, so you what? Can't contain it. Amen? Then you know that God is in your life, because problems are still going to come. Amen? Situations, health, whatever it is, they're going to still come. But then you say, you know what? My cup runneth over. The devil's not going to get me anymore. Amen? I am in a new place with God. He is showing us that your cup runneth over. Amen? That is a testimony to who? God, not a church, amen, not a building, amen, not a denomination, not a religion. It's a testimony to who? Hallelujah. And you can't contain it. And it is frightful. When you get to that place, you're thinking, this is just crazy. But it's good. And God is good, amen. And he will walk you through the next situation. He will carry you through. He will lead you through the next situation, amen. But that's God. He's your Father. Where does he live? And he's got it all for you. Amen? You got to hang on, though. You got to hang on. Sometimes you have to work hard. We're going to talk about that later. But Derek Jeter here, and I remind myself of Derek Jeter all the time. He was 20 years in Major League Baseball. Amen? 20 years around anything that he wanted. He could have bought anything. He could have done anything. He owned the world. Amen? Owned the world. But Derek never had his name in the paper. He was on a straight line. And I'm telling you, one of the biggest reasons that he was on such a straight line was because three people that he had around him. Amen? He walked with three different people, and they were all Christian brothers. Amen? Andy Pettit, who never missed church in Houston. Mariano Rivera was the pitcher who wants to build churches, and pastor, where he is from Panama. He just rebuilt a church in Westchester County. Amen? And Jorge Posada and his wife, who anytime Derek started to say something or do something, you could tell they pulled them back to the middle. He is an example of what Major League Baseball and all the sports people want to be like, but he's an example of that, and he had help. He had God's help. He might not have even realized it. I don't know what Derek is as a Christian. I don't really know, but I know those three people were his best friends and are still his best friends, and he walked with them, and they kept him out of things that you see other, you know, people in the spotlight getting themselves into. Amen? So, Cassie, I pray that for you, that you know that God will help you with your homework. He will help you with your school, but he will also help you find favor with professors. Find favor with the places you want to go. Find favor for somebody to open a door for you. God does those kind of things if you allow him to. Amen? How many know he won't? If you don't ask him, he won't do it, you know? You might have his grace, unmerited favor, but he's not going to jump all over you and tell you you have to do this and that. He loves you. All he yearns for is for you to ask him. Amen? Ask him. Include him. And I pray that. We're so blessed to have you here today. The future of America lies in your hands. Mom and Dad, pretty good dad right there, Roger. Fishing, I don't know about it anyway. Thank you for taking us fishing this summer, Mr. Roger. Hallelujah. Would you read with me? Psalm 103. Praise the Lord, O my soul, all my inmost being. Praise his holy name. Who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases. Hallelujah. Who satisfies your desires with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Hallelujah. For how much of the oppressed? Hallelujah. He made known his ways to Moses, his deeds to the people of Israel. He will not not always accuse, nor will he harbor his anger forever. Hallelujah. That's your God. Hallelujah. When you're walking through the valley, sometimes it's hard to believe that. It's hard to grasp it. It's hard to hold on to it. But you got to hang on, even if it's by a thread. Amen. And as you start getting to the other side of the valley, the next thing you know, your thread's getting a little stronger, and your faith is stronger, and you're starting to see a light shine. Amen. And as you walk to that light, good things start to happen. Amen. That's your God. Amen. Not just my God. That's your God. Amen. Anybody can have them. Remember what I said last week? It's not that you're special. Don't you do it. It's that God loves you because you love Him. Amen. Because you call on Him. Anybody else that you know can have the blessings that you have. Understand that. Amen. You don't have anything from God that somebody else can't get, can't obtain. All they have to do is walk with Him. Amen. Give Him praise and glory this morning. Testimony is faith proven. Amen. Brother Gary, I am so proud of you. I'm so happy for you. I'm so excited. Sister Marcia, you two really got to know that you're being loved. It's such a beautiful thing. There's nothing to fear about God loving you. He will open the door. If He's carried you through the valley, amen, listen to me. If He's carried you through the valley, so when something else comes, He's going to, guess what? Listen, He's going to help you through the next situation. There's nothing to fear. He's going to help you. He's showing you already how He helps you. And I think your testimony and the things that have happened, and just because testimony feeds us all, amen. My word, when I'm reading the word of God and I'm preaching, I'm feeding you God's word, amen. But when you see it with your own eyes, you see God moving, that's the testimony. That's faith in reality. And anybody want to talk to them and hear from them and hear, just know that God has been touching their lives. They will tell you that if somebody comes and says, God can't, they will call them a liar. If something comes against them now and they said, you're in trouble, they will call them a liar because they know that God has got them to this place and He's not done yet. How many know that? How many know God, whatever you've got in life, He's not done yet? Amen? So us that are going through things and situations in your personal life, sometimes, whatever it is you're going through, know that God has got you. He wants to walk you through it. And He likes walking you through it because He wants you to be a player in the game. Amen? Just like your children. You all got children. When you gave them this and you gave them that and you gave, oh, I love them. I'm going to buy them a new toy. After a while, they don't understand because you've given them so much. See? They don't understand what it takes to get whatever it is that they... But when you make them be a player, when you make them earn something, when you make them do something and get something in return, they've learned two lessons. Amen. They learn that they have to give to receive. They learn that they have a little discipline gets them something good. Amen. They've worked, and then when you give it to them, they enjoy it so much more because they think that they earned it. They think that they did something special for it, and whatever that is, they feel it so much more in their heart. It's just like you with God. Amen. God, he just. We got to earn it sometimes. Amen. We got to walk through the fire sometimes. Amen. But when you walk through the fire and He gives it to you, you feel like you've earned it. You've worked for it. Gary, you said something in an email, and I'm going to say just again. You said, but I had to work hard for the moose. And I said, absolutely. You wouldn't want it any other way. And things in your life, you don't want it any other way. You want to earn it. Amen. You want to be with God and know that it's you and God, which means you have to walk it with Him. And the testimony is that God is real. He's alive. He's alive. Other religions teach that their God, whatever they're worshiping, He's dead. He's in the ground. Our Jesus, guess what? The tomb is empty. Amen? It's empty. You have eternal life because of who? And He sits at the right hand of who? And he stands as a mediator and a judge for you. He's your lawyer. He's your advocate. He's your comforter. And He sits at the right hand of our Father. Where does He live? Hallelujah. And the testimonies and the joy is what feeds the rest of us. So thank you. Thank you for letting us share in the glory that you had, because we're all sharing with you. It's not just you. Don't be overwhelmed, because we're all taken from you now. You got all that? We're going to pull some, because we all need it. Amen? We're all going through. Bob's going to be at the hospital next Thursday. He's going to be operated. Joanne needs that. She needs some of your faith now. So she said, that's what you got to do, like the song said. Maybe I could show someone else. Well, that's really all you have to do. You're going to heal somebody now because of your faith, because of your joy. You're going to get somebody stronger. Amen. That's your God. Give Him praise and give Him glory, church. Hallelujah. Let's pray together. Lord, thank you. Lord, thank you today. We're going to just come and thank you today. We're not going to ask for anything today, Lord. We're not, because you supply all our needs through your riches and glory. You supply them, Lord. You've carried us to this day. You've done so much more for us than we even realize. You brought us, and this church is becoming alive, Lord, because of your word, Lord. We stand here today, Lord, with you because you love us. So we're just, oh, Lord, all the things that we thought we couldn't get through that we've gotten through, Lord. We're just standing here waiting for the next journey with you, Lord. Stronger every day with you. So we just thank you, Lord. Today in this church is a day of thanksgiving. Hallelujah. People use that word a lot in the holiday coming up, Thanksgiving, but do they really? I know we do here. I know these folks do, Lord. So we're just thanking you today for all the things you've taken care of in our lives. From the sicknesses that you've healed us from the jobs that we needed, from the confusion in our lives, from the pain in our hearts, to the healing in our bodies, Lord, all to the parking place that we need when we get to work. All the things in our lives. Delight yourself in Him, and He will give you the desires of your heart. Trust in Him, and He will lead your way. All takes work. That's a different kind of work than we realize. It takes work, just takes faith, takes strength to call on you. It takes sacrifice to give up our strength to hope that because we need yours. We're not strong enough for everything, but now we know you are. So we just thank you, Lord, for the blessings in our lives. Our friends took us fishing on a boat this summer. We don't have a boat. He had a boat. He took us out. That was a blessing. Bless Him, Lord. Bless the families that give to one another and share. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for our friends. Thank you for our friends, sometimes more than our family, Lord. I hear it all again, that you promised us a new family. But as we grow closer to God, we'll even draw those who have come against us. Thank you for that, Lord. That as we start walking the walk, stop talking about it and start doing it, it will draw those who came against us. Those that we disappointed, they'll turn again. Those that we've upset, they'll turn again. But we can't do it, Lord, with our mouth. We have to do it with our actions, following you. So again, Lord, thank you. Thank you for the carrying of our burdens. Thank you for giving us your Son. Thank you for you. We praise you, Father. Thank you in this church. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now, Adam knew his wife, Eve, and she conceived and bore Cain, and said, I have acquired a man from the Lord. Then she bore again, this time his brother Abel. Now Abel was a keeper of sheep. Imagine that, he was the first shepherd, Abel. But Cain was a tiller of the ground. Cain was a farmer. So Cain was the first farmer, Abel was the first shepherd. And in the process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought an offering of the fruit of the ground to the Lord. Abel also brought of the firstborn of his flock and of their fat. And the Lord respected Abel and his offering, but he did not respect Cain and his offering. And Cain was very angry, and his countenance fell. Abel brought an offering, and Cain brought an offering, and God didn't, so Cain was a little disappointed. Hallelujah. So the Lord said to Cain, why are you angry? And why has your countenance fallen? Was God mad at Cain? No, not at all. He said, why? And he said, if you do well, will you not be accepted? But if you do not do well, listen, it says, sin lies at your door. And its desire is for you. But you should rule over it. Okay. Now Cain talked with Abel his brother, and it came to pass when they were in the field that Cain rose up against Abel his brother and killed him. Then the Lord said to Cain, "Where is Abel, your brother?" He said, "I do not know. Am I my brother's keeper?" And God said, "What have you done? The voice of your brother's blood cries out to me from the ground. So now you are cursed from the earth, which has opened its mouth to receive your brother's blood from your hand. When you till the ground, it shall no longer yield its strength to you. A fugitive and a vagabond you should be on the earth." Now God is upset at him. Amen? But we know about our God. You might think that God's been... How many has ever thought that God was mad at you at one time? And anybody beside me just like that? But what is God like? Is forgive us our trespasses as what? We forgive them. So God is pretty much a forgiving kind of God. Amen? So even at this point, if Cain said, "Look, Lord, I am sorry. Please help me." Because there's somebody else in the Bible who committed murder. I believe his name was David. Not that David. His name was David. And David repented and had pain for that and asked God for forgiveness. And I believe that the Bible says that David was called a man after God's own heart. So we know that our God is a forgiving God. But Cain, listen to Cain now. And Cain said to the Lord, "My punishment is greater than I can bear." The first thing Cain thought about was who? Himself. His self, his ego, his pride. Not about what he did, not about the could he correct it, not about anything else except me. He said, "My punishment is greater than I can bear. Surely you have driven me out this land from the face of the ground. I shall be hidden from your face. I shall be a fugitive and a vagabond on the earth." And then he said, now this is what he's worried about. "And then it will happen that anyone who finds me will kill me." He's afraid for his life now. Now understand, stay with me. This is Adam and Eve, amen? This is their children. And he's saying, anybody that who finds me will kill me. It has to be. Now, the Bible talks about Abel and Cain, but they had many more children. These are grown-ups now, amen? These aren't teenagers. These are people, adult people, farmer and a shepherd. And they had other children. You know, the Bible doesn't speak about all the women in the Bible that were born, amen, and other children. It just chose not to tell us about, but obviously, because there's the family and growing multiply, amen, that there's other children. And so who is Cain worried about killing him? A family member. Why? Because he killed another family member. Amen? He is saying, surely, you know, you've cast me away and somebody's going to come and kill me. So listen to what God says to that. And the Lord said to him, therefore, when God says therefore, when you read the Bible, amen, and you see therefore, you better circle it because it's important. He said, therefore, whoever kills Cain, vengeance shall be taken on him sevenfold. That means complete. That's what that means. That's all simply means. Sevenfold is not a funny word. It just means completely, totally taken out on him. And the Lord set a mark on Cain, lest anyone finding him should kill him. It said the Lord set a mark on Cain. So But obviously what he put on Cain was noticeable for other people. Amen? They call it the mark of Cain now. But you understand? The Lord put a mark on Cain so people wouldn't what? Kill him. So it had to be a mark that people could, you understand? See, had to do it. Hallelujah. Abel brought the young goats. Amen? He brought the firstborn. Anybody know the word first fruits? Have you heard the word first fruits? It just means simply that you give God the best of your produce. When you're a farmer, the first fruit that turns ripe, the first fruit that hasn't been touched yet, right off the vine, that's the fruit that you give to God. Amen? And now the animals, he was a shepherd. The firstborn, the pure, the virgin sheep, amen, he brought to God as a sacrifice. It doesn't really say why Cain wasn't accepted, but to me, it's very obvious that he just got some fruit. He got all the ground. He got it all grand. He packed it away. And then he picked some tomatoes and he picked some stuff and he brought it to God. Amen? He just mixed it and brought it to God. That's why his offering wasn't accepted. It wasn't the first fruit. Amen? It wasn't from his heart. He didn't think of God as he was planting. He didn't think of God when he was harvesting. Amen? He just got some stuff and brought it to God. Here's your offering. It's like we always say, we have a first fruit. You can do, some churches do it, and we did it at the other church. Your first paycheck in January, you give it to the church. That's like you're giving a church your first fruit. I did that. I was blessed. I was blessed back. But I would say that's between you and God. Not for me to tell you to do so. I'm not telling you to do that. Or you get a new job. Maybe your first paycheck, you give him a portion, you know, the first pay that you get, you give it to God. Anything first, amen, to God shows that you're putting him where? Hallelujah. Now, anger. How you handle anger overcomes. See, it overcomes you. How many of you see that? Amen. That anger, when it's just when you release it and you don't hold back, anger overcomes you. Amen. You get mad at this person, that person, and people get mad at you, and it just builds up. Hallelujah. You remember, God wasn't upset with Cain, was he? He wasn't mad at him. He said, just do better. You can do better. You know, just go out there and try harder. He did not want to work hard for it. Amen. He didn't want. And jealousy. You know, y'all talk about how evil jealousy is. What does Cain do to Abel? Why would he kill him? Except that he was jealous that Abel's offering was better. Amen. You see the rage that you got anger and you got jealousy right here in the Bible, right in the beginning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And if you read further, the family of Cain, it just continues that way. The destruction in the family, the anger, the frustrations in that family. Because here's why. Cain got sent away. He sent away, and he had people go with him. His families went with him. Other people went with him. How do you think he talked about God to those people? You get mad at God. How do you think you see somebody who's mad at God? How are they going to talk about God to those people? Oh, God's a joke. Are you kidding? God, he's just nothing. That's worth. There's nothing there. The Bible's worthless. I'm mad at God. Amen? So how do you think he talked about that? So how did they, when you read more about Cain's family, you read about destruction. Amen? You read about more killing. You read about his getting married to more than one wife. Amen? All of that happens because Cain was mad at who? And when you're mad at somebody, are you going to say something nice about them? Hallelujah. No, you're not. Hallelujah. Come on with me, guys. He had a choice. Good or evil. He chose evil. Amen? Now, God can change our attitudes. Say that with me. God can change our attitudes. Hallelujah. Yes, he can. Asking for help. Asking, and this is tough for men, I think more than women, because asking for help means you can't fix it. No. Right? Asking for help means that I need something beyond who? Me. Amen? So when you ask for help, that's admitting we need God, and that's the first step. Say that with me. The first step. You got it. Now, walking the walk is the journey, but you start walking the walk, things are going to come against you. It just seems to always happen. When somebody gives their life to God and they start walking with God, it seems like aggravations start coming. Little things, little Ted, little this and little that, and you get upset. But soon you will see small victories. Soon you will. I promise you will, because it's not my word, it's his word. Amen? He's with you. You're going to see small victories. And as you see the small victories, you're going to just start seeing things in your life change. Hallelujah. Because God is a rewarder for those who seek him, Miss Karen. He loves you. He doesn't care about anything else. He loves you. So if you seek him with your heart, you're going to start seeing little things happen. Hey, that was good. And that was good. And that's kind of nice. And all of a sudden, it starts to grow. And Miss Marcia, it's starts to overcome you because God is good. You know, sometimes we can handle bad better than good. But we know bad. We can be sad and we can cry and we can be miserable. But when good things happen, other people aren't happy. Maybe I shouldn't be so happy. No, everybody can be that happy. Amen? Everybody can have that joy. Everybody in the midst of their walking everybody can have that. Amen? That's your God. Say that. That's your God. Hallelujah. Okay, hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is good. When you're corrected, don't reject it. Anybody ever say correct you and you have something you got to say, you correct. Or don't resent it even. Hallelujah. That's even worse. Instead, work to remove it. Hallelujah. Just come overcome it. Listen, this is important. Don't give in to your failures. Amen? Don't give in to your shortcomings. Because then you know what you do? You prove everybody else right. You want to show people how you've changed or show people your life? Then don't give in to who you were in the past. Amen? You say, I'm walking with God now. I got to change. I'm going to represent Him. I'm going to show them. I'm not going to tell them. Amen? I'm not going to start telling people what I did the last 20 years or the last 10 years, the last 5. I'm going to stop that. I'm going to close my lips and I'm going to start walking the walk. And then people will see the change. Other people will see the change. Other people will come to other people. You see that Larry guy? He played in a band, and he played at Benny's Inn, but now he's, look at what happened, and he's preaching, and he's doing. See, people, I don't need to tell people that God's in my life. They can see God is in my life. The friends that God has blessed us with, amen? I can see God in my life, touching my life. I didn't have to tell people. I don't have to tell people that I was wrong before, because I was. But God has moved me from the past, amen? I'm not going to try to prove myself to anybody. I'm going to try to walk with God, and He will direct my path. He will change all that, amen. If you try to do it, you're just proving the other people absolutely right, George Mako. Yes, we love you. Happy birthday, George. If you continue on the same, and the people see you when you say the same things, or you got the same problems every time they see you, they're going to say, this is everything. I can't talk to this guy. Because everything, and somebody once said this to me. Please listen to me. I know this is going to take the wrong way. I can't be around somebody who talks about God 24/7. I mean, there's a lot of things in my life I want to enjoy, baseball and sports and hunting and fishing, and I want to hear about my friend's music and talk to Greg about basketball or whatever. I love God, amen, I love God, but I can't sit at a table and just talk about the Bible and God all day long, and I don't know if that's, God doesn't intend that for us, because we want to edify, amen, we want to show all the good things are happening in our lives, and we can, so I admit that, and I want you to realize that we can, but at the same time, we have to realize what we say all the time. Do we say the same thing all the time? Do we say the same joke all the time? Do we talk about the same thing all the time? When you meet, all of a sudden people say, every time I see that guy, that's what I hear. Every time I see this, I hear about his pain. Every time I say, oh, you don't know what I'm... So after a while, I said, don't call me, please. I ain't got time to listen to it again. Amen? Hallelujah. So we got to do something to it. We're walking with the Lord now. Amen? We're walking with God now. We got to get that back up, because you're representing who? Hallelujah. So don't prove people right. And let me tell you something. This is not a self-help class, amen? This is not a motivational speaking class, amen? I'm not motivating you, because you know what? If I motivate you, who do you have when you leave here? You have you. No, you know, you got you. You got me motivating you, but when you leave here, who are you going to trust? You. And who are you going to think about? Who? And who are you going to think like? You. And you know, I don't know about you, but I failed in the past. I needed some help. Hallelujah. When a motivational figure, people leave that place and they're all fired up, and a week later, they don't know what to do.
Well, he said, I don't know, what did he say, honey? He said something good, didn't he? I felt bad when I'm talking to you. This isn't self-help. This is Jesus. Amen. Say that with me. Jesus. Here's the difference. A motivational speaker leaves you alone. Jesus never, never leaves you alone. Amen. Give him praise, church. He never leaves you alone. He never intended for you to go it alone. Amen? Never. Say that with me. I am not alone. Hallelujah. Determination. Our dedication.
Oh, this is good. Hallelujah. Dave, I promise I'll be done on time. But this is hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Okay, here you go. Be specific, Dale. You're talking to God? You and God. Be specific. You might want to write that down. Put it on your refrigerator. When I'm praying, be specific. Why? And listen to this. Keep it to yourself. Amen. I know that two or more in a prayer, like we're going to pray for Bob, that's different. But when you're talking to God about things in your life, you got to keep it to yourself. Amen. You don't want anybody else put any doubt in there. You don't want anybody else put their opinion in there. You don't want any of that. You don't want anybody else helping you with the things you need God to help you for. Amen. You know why? so that when he does answer your prayer, your specific little prayer, whatever it is, then you could say to yourself, nobody else knew that. How can it come this way? Nobody else knew that. Amen? So you got to be specific. And your goals and your dreams. I'm telling you what opinion. This darkness we're seeing in the world, this evil we're seeing over there, these people, they don't have a dream. You know that? They don't have any hope. There's no joy. They're killing people. How can that bring... And the Bible, I read it to you a couple of weeks ago. Men will start killing people and saying they're doing it unto God. Amen? So you're seeing it. But when you look at these people, when you hear their stories, when they're giving up, they've given up on life. Amen? We're not going to do that. You see, with God, you can't do that because there's always more. Hallelujah. Brother Gary, thank you. It will take hard work. Are you with me? It will take hard work. God, Cassie, I tell you again, God opens doors for you. He'll open doors. He'll bring you to the right people. He'll put right people around you to lift you up. And then you just say, well, how did you do that? How did you find that? And you just in your heart say, you know, it's God. Until you feel strong enough to admit, right? You just start telling them, God is moving in my life. Hallelujah. Each prayer, each journey, a new beginning, answer prayers. And listen, it's never over till God says it's over. Amen? I've seen people, they did the suicide and all the things are giving up. It ain't over till God says it's over. Amen? No matter what you're praying on. He might change your mind. And I used to wonder, how are you going to change my mind? He might show you that the thing you're praying for isn't really good for you. Have you ever had, you had children, did you give them everything that they wanted? No. Did you give Cassie a car when she was 12? No. Amen? Did you give it to me? You didn't, because they weren't ready for it. Amen? Somebody wants a job. I want to be the CEO. Said, you can't even run the cash register. And you want to be the CEO. So I can't give you that job yet. Amen? You got to work for it. Amen? Hallelujah. How many times have we not received something from our parents? Are you with me? That's God, see? He wants to see your dedication. Today, James, he wants to see your commitment. We had a brother here who did. He's not here. He's hopefully going to another church. He got strong in the Lord, and God gave him a job, $20 an hour, right out of school. I mean, he worked for it. He did volunteer work for months and months and months and months, and he stood and he worked for it. But he kept talking to God, and God gave him that job. And when he got the job, he sort of just got lackadaisical with God, amen? But I'm saying to you, he wants to see your heart. Hallelujah. How you prepare yourself. People were listening to Greg play bass guitar last night, and we were chuckling. But the hours of practice made him a musician, amen? My wife with her mama, she's teaching her how to sing harmony. She's the best harmony singer. I mean, she's a deserve. I love her. I admit I love her. But her mama, hours, practicing, listening, practicing. Shooting a bow and arrow, practicing, amen? Whatever job you're doing, practicing, working at it. Whatever you want to study, studying. You got to study. So, but this is hard. I got to study. Yeah, but God's got you, and you got a goal, amen? You got a dream. Whatever you're learning, the job. You want to learn the job bottom to top, amen? You want to be all you can be. Dealing with disappointments. Dealing with roadblocks. Let me tell you, you might want to write this down. Satan needs to steal your faith in order to win. He needs to steal your faith. So let me say stress. Say that with me. Stress. Hallelujah. Doubt. Worry. Anxiety. Disappointment. Those are all Satan's roadblocks. Are you with me? Those are, he's going to steal that from you. But you show God. You show God that I'm not going to let this little, I'm going to keep playing. Oh, I broke a guitar string. Oh, you got to keep playing. Put a new one on. You got fired from a job. So maybe God's got a better job for me. Maybe I'm going to go to this new place. Whatever it is you're going through, amen? He wants to see your determination, and here's why. This is great. You might want to write this down. When God blesses you, when he blesses you, when he puts you in a place of responsibility, especially because you're using his name, now you're going to use him as a reference in your heart and your spirit, he wants you to be all you can be. Now you represent him, amen? You go to a new job and you represent him. You don't talk about God. You just show him God. You're going to do your work unto God. You're going to be on time. You're going to be dressed right. You're going to treat others well, amen? You, whatever you're doing in your life, you're doing it unto God. And he is starting to bless you because you represent him. He wants you to do it to the best of your ability, amen? And he wants to see your dedication, your determination, hello, because you're honoring God. You're honoring God. And listen, it's not a hard responsibility, because as you do that, you will draw others to who? Hallelujah. And they'll want to know what you know. Amen. They'll want to know what brought you there. Amen. You give them the testimony. You show them. And the people say, I want to be around those folks because they're a lot of fun. They're happy. They're uplifting. I know they got troubles. I know they got bills. I know they got things coming. But they're happy. Amen. Because they trust God. Are you with me? Hallelujah. He needs, when God blesses you, puts you in a place of responsibility, especially for using his name as our strength, he needs to know you can and will be all you can be to honor him. Hallelujah. That brings people to God. Amen. You become a healer. Say that. I am a healer. Yes, you are, Miss Pat, because you bring somebody to God. You've healed their life forever, forever. Somebody comes and accepts God the way in your heart and your love. They accept your love and you give it to them. They receive Jesus, amen? They receive a healing forever, hallelujah. You receive so you can give. Receiving healing, listen, receiving healing brings healing, amen? If somebody over here has a sickness and God has healed them, Miss Dale, you start telling other people they receive your healing, amen? They receive your good report. My brother Pete is going to a football game next week, folks. He was supposed to pass away on Groundhog Day this February. His cancer rate's down to 4. I know it was 25 again, and it went right down to 4. So he's going to a football game. So his healing is going to heal somebody else. Amen. Somebody's going to say, so healing heals. Amen. Are you with me? Thank you, Lord. Prosperity. Somebody gets prosper. Somebody's got something good. That heals somebody else's mind about a job. Amen. All the things that you do with God represents it. It just turns around. Hallelujah. Good leaders. Good leaders create good leaders. Amen. A good leader is somebody looks up to say, I want to be a leader like that. He becomes a leader like that. And people behind him say, I like the way this guy works. I want to be a good leader. You see, the good continues to grow. Amen. It continues. So you're blessing other people. Hallelujah. Now you answer with me, and I'm getting right to the end, I promise. I'm not going to go there. But in each desire, in each prayer, Jackie, in each prayer, and every prayer needs a bit of faith. Say that with me. Faith, okay. Each answer prayer builds. Say it louder. Come on now, you got to mean it. Each testimony shares. We please God with. The Bible said it's impossible to please him without faith. Impossible to please God without. You can't buy it. You can't send him a check. You can't give enough check to the church. Don't worry. You can't give enough money to the church to please God. You please him with. Hallelujah. Please him with trusting and loving him. Evidenced by answered prayer. You're not alone. You're never alone. This isn't self-help. This isn't motivational. With God, with Jesus, he opens doors. He brings comfort. Hallelujah. Cain failed, brothers and sisters, because of anger, jealousy, and self-pity. It's all defeat. It sounds like a lot of things today. But no faith, no work, no dreams, and no hope. But God cares for you. He cares even though faith may be small. So this morning, if you have the faith the size of a mustard seed, the Bible says that's where you start. Amen. And the faith grows. And the faith is evidenced by seeing and believing. Hallelujah. You have the victory. Cain was lost. Cain was lost. You're all found. Give him praise and glory this morning, too. He doesn't always answer the prayers the way you want him to, thankfully. He knows the best way to answer, amen? He knows the strong way to answer. He knows the way that will end up blessing you.